It's time for the next installment of our series, Local Wonder. These are the stories about the Puget Sound region that are suggested by listeners. You've voted on the story you want us to cover, the ballots have been counted, and the top question comes from listener Adam Gotch from Greenwood.
I'm wondering how parks like Interlaken and Ravenna, which seem to have so much like natural urban forest, how they've not been developed. Because it seems like Seattle is just so developed and land must be so valuable. I'm wondering how we've managed to maintain those beautiful forests in the middle of our developed city.
We sent reporter Sarah Bernard out to try to answer Adam's question.
It probably goes without saying. Seattle residents love their parks. Ask anyone strolling through Ravenna on a sunny afternoon, for instance.
It's nice just to be kind of in nature, you know.
It's some place to get away to. It's just kind of a refuge.
But with all the construction going on right now, it's no wonder that Adam is concerned about the city's green spaces. With more density and higher property values, it seems possible that a developer could call up the Parks Department and make it an offer it can't refuse. Could Seattle parks be turned into housing developments? The short answer is, technically, yes. But
it's not going to happen. Just don't even think about it, because there's just no way there.
Donald Harris is Property and Acquisitions Manager for the Seattle Department of Parks and Recreation. I met up with him in Ravenna Park. He's worked at various levels of the department for 45 years.
I get those calls pretty frequently. I'm the guy that manages our property. The bar is so high, it's a non-starter. I mean, they really wouldn't even get in the front door.
And that's partly thanks to Seattle residents.
Every time it has gone to a vote, the voters voted to preserve parkland.
For instance, in the 1970s, when there was a proposal to expand the Woodland Park Zoo further into Woodland Park.
Citizens went to the ballot measure and they voted to say they didn't really want to see that park space usurped by zoo uses.
And when the city suggested putting the Seattle Aquarium at Golden Gardens.
There again, people voted to say, no, we don't want, that's a wonderful saltwater beach park and we don't want the aquarium there.
And when some people wanted to build a golf course at Discovery Park.
There was a ballot measure and the people said, no, we want a great natural park, not a golf course.
And then, in 1997, the city of Seattle passed Initiative 42, which makes it next to impossible to build on parkland. According to Initiative 42, here's what has to happen to turn even a square foot of parkland into something else. First, there'd have to be a public hearing. Then, the city would have to pass an ordinance that says there's no reasonable alternative. Then, the city would have to receive a piece of land of equal or better size and value in exchange. And that piece of land would have to be located in the same community and be used for the same park purposes. It sounds unlikely, but in a few rare cases, it has happened.
So that's where the property line used to be.
Jim and Lisa Crisera bought a house in 1998 that borders Interlaken Park. And Jim Crisera says the problem began in 2002.
We went to refinance the house, and we were told that the title was no longer clear.
Due to an error made in the original deed, about 700 square feet of the Crisera's property extended into what was supposed to be Interlaken Park. But over the years, as various owners built extensions on the house, that 700 square feet included a portion of the Crisera's backyard and their carport.
And then there was like 1 square foot of actual house structure in the park.
And that, according to the city of Seattle, simply would not do. The Criseras would have been willing to give up part of their yard or even their carport, but a chunk of their house?
It is not something where they were open at all to just letting us carve off even 1 square foot, which is really all that was involved with this. That wasn't even an option ever discussed.
It was kind of hanging over our head that if we couldn't work it out, we would have to tear down that corner of our TV room.
That's Jim's wife, Lisa. She says getting that land back was a huge ordeal.
It was a little bit of an overwhelming process because we were doing it ourselves, so we had to go and get someone to come survey the land and draw up the drawings, and I had to go down and take them and submit them. There were months and months of inactivity, and then there'd be a little activity and then nothing again for months.
The process didn't get resolved until 2009, 7 years later, when the city council passed an ordinance authorizing a land swap.
Pretty much this whole triangle is now park.
The Criseras were able to keep their carport and their house as long as they gave Interlaken Park the same exact square footage from another part of their property.
It was definitely a surreal experience, though, to think that just to get the little corner of our TV room back, we had to go to a city council meeting and sit in front of them and watch them vote.
So I asked the Criseras if they thought any of Seattle's parkland could be sold to a developer. And they said, no way.
I mean, I can't imagine that it could happen if it took 7 years and a lot of work just to get a small corner of our house. I think there's no way that they would allow park property to be developed by in any way for any purpose.
We really do enjoy having the park here, and you know, we appreciate all of the rules and regulations that you have to follow, because you don't want to see the park get eroded away in any way, shape, or form.
So could Seattle's urban forests like Interlaken and Ravenna ever get developed? Maybe. But given Seattle's history, the chances seem pretty slim. For KOW's Local Wonder, I'm Sarah Bernard.
This story was a result of a question asked by listener Adam Gotch. It's part of our storytelling project, Local Wonder. If you have a question about the Puget Sound region, you can submit it at kow.org/localwonder.